I think when you come to grips with the suffering and evil in the world in the larger Christian worldview of God's original design of creation and God's eternal purpose of a new creation, it makes all the difference in the world. Because then you understand that we are in a period of time that is an aberration. This is not the rule, it is the exception. God didn't make a universe with evil and suffering, and God will not have for his children an eternal universe that is subject to evil and suffering. You go to Revelation 21, and Jesus says, he will wipe away the tears from every eye. There will be no more pain, no more suffering. He says, the old order of things has passed away. Behold, I am making all things new. He talks about a new heavens and a new earth. God didn't just send his son into this world so that he could save us by snatching our spirits out to live as disembodied spirits for all eternity in an angelic realm. He sent his son into the world to redeem the creation itself, not only human beings, but the earth, the animals, the vegetation, all of that. We are promised in the Old Testament and the New Testament a new earth, a redeemed earth. The old earth destroyed, the new earth will live on for all eternity, reigning over God's creation as righteous rulers, which he intended Adam and Eve to be from the beginning. That's, whenever we're told we're going to reign with Christ, that's what it's talking about. There's going to be a new earth. We will reign with him for all eternity. When you have that big picture, then you see evil and suffering as a temporary aspect of human rebellion that will be overcome, and God will actually use it to reveal his character and his grace so that forever we will be far better off for there having been a world where there was evil and suffering.